This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Always, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Chat room is hopping as always. People are talking about what makes people attractive and other things like that. There's all kinds of interesting discussions that go on in there, so be sure you join that. And you can join us on the air here with you in the studio tonight. You've got me, Ian.
And Vincent.
And it's me, Johnson.
We're going right back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, Halloween, the top motion picture at the box office over the weekend. Vincent, you and I saw it along with Chris Wade last week, and so we can talk a little bit about that. Plus, the sex robot that has signed up on Tinder. Let's go first, though, to Matthew. He's in Canada and listening via the TuneIn app. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, guys. Hey. I just have a question regarding the libertarian migration to New Hampshire, because I haven't heard a lot of news since 2016, and I'm wondering if you guys are still making progress, if you have more movers and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you must be referring to the news that the Free State Project met their goal of 20,000 signers back in 2016. And I know they've been tracking. I don't, you know, keep close tabs on them, but I know that there have been I know there's probably several hundred at least movers since that time. I've heard that it's increasing, actually. So this year there's been more than there was last year. It's not an overwhelming avalanche of people that are, you know, that are turning out, but they do still have a few more years left. I think 3 more years to go on their 5-year window. So for those who aren't familiar, there's this migration going on. The Free State Project is one arm of it. There's also the Shire Society, which is a more decentralized setup. And encouraging libertarians and voluntarists and people that love freedom to pick up their lives and move to New Hampshire. And, there's absolutely been things happening here. People have been getting elected. There are a bunch of freedom-loving folks who are running this year for political office. Of course, there's, you know, the occasional civil disobedience arrest, not as much as there was, you know, back in the day, six or seven years ago. But regardless, the activism has focused more, I think, at least in the Keene area, on doing things like bringing people on board with cryptocurrency, which we've been incredibly successful at, not only here in Keene, but also out in Portsmouth. We've basically created the crypto mecca where cryptocurrency is accepted in real life here more businesses per capita than, from what I can tell, any other city in the world. Portsmouth and Keene are like the number one and number two, respectively, cities for that. So the activism has shifted, but there's still plenty of activism going on, and there's still new people showing up here.
Fantastic. And is Grafton still a thing? Are they still trying to take over the town?
Yeah, you're talking about the Free Grafton concept. And
yes.
Every now and then you hear something out of Grafton. Grafton's kind of like this hole where people move to and they don't ever come back out of. There's definitely people there. And once a year you kind of hear an update from Grafton where they have a town meeting and the libertarians will show up and try to like take over the town meeting by sheer numbers. And they haven't actually successfully done that quite yet, but it is pretty entertaining to hear about some of the antics that do go on. And I would say one of the best places to go for some news from what's going on here in New Hampshire is freekeene.com, which is the website that I started back in 2006. And there, we do try to keep tabs on as much as we can, but there's just so much happening that doesn't get reported on. There's a lot of people that do activism sort of behind the scenes that they don't want publicity for the things that they're doing. So really, you're only going to get a fraction of all the stuff that's happening here if you're paying attention to news sources like that.
Very glad to hear that. Take care, guys.
Matthew, thanks for the call. Hopefully we'll hear more people making the move to New Hampshire because, look, the fact is we don't have enough people. I mean, we just don't. Jonathan, you go to the yearly school board meetings that we have here in Keene, and we're lucky to get a dozen folks to show up
right.
to that.
It's very close to making a difference with just those few people.
But there are some votes that we can sort of swing one way or another in certain cases with six to a dozen people. But if we had 50, we would be a very formidable populace. But all that said, even with a relatively small number of activists, like I said, we've turned Keene into the crypto, you know, one of the two crypto mecca cities. With a relatively small number of activists, the libertarians here in Keene have, which is the city to the southwest corner of New Hampshire, we have more libertarian candidates on the ballot. I know you're not excited about voting, Johnson, but we've got more libertarian candidates on the ballot than the Republicans do here in Keene, which isn't hard to do, but we've done it.
Just because I want to see more anti-voting activism does not mean that I am not excited about voting myself, by the way.
I didn't know if you'd become a non-voter.
No, I have not become a non-voter. I'm not philosophically advocating that
you just
want to
make money
vote.
Off the non-voters. Gotcha.
Well, there is that, yes. I'm not going to deny that. Really hard concept to sort of get across. I think that promoting voting, this whole get out the vote, rock the vote or die.
Yeah.
That's a way to get stupid people to vote.
Right. Yeah.
It's a way to get idiots to go out and vote. So if you listen to celebrities and whatnot to do these things, I'd like to see more celebrities. I'd like to see more people in general saying don't vote, because then what you're going to be left with is the people who vote are not going to be the morons who listen to these celebrities. They're going to be people who actually understand why they should be voting in the first place. I'm sick of people going and voting who don't know why they're there. They don't understand the issues. They're voting based on, you know, like, oh, well, Mitt Romney's so hot, you know, or, you know, they think that, it's a empowered woman. Like, who cares about this Benghazi?
Mitt Romney's only Massachusetts hot anyway, so that's
So, you know, it's just the reasons people vote when they're convinced or you know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, haggled into voting by ridiculous propaganda campaigns to get out the vote. I would just like to see that trend reversed somehow.
That makes sense. So if you are interested in freedom, there's just so much happening here. You can't do it all. There's so many activism opportunities here in New Hampshire for you to get involved.
And if you agree with what I was just saying about voting, you should go get the T-shirt.
There you go. Yeah, please go to
libertyminded.com.
Libertyminded.com. And so if you want to learn more about what's happening here, there's a great documentary film that is actually about to become 4 years old. It was released in 2014. It's called 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch that movie, and it'll give you a great taste of the community that we have here that is absolutely unmatched. There are more libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists that love liberty here in this place, in New Hampshire, than, I'm sorry, anywhere else in the world. We've got the numbers here. In fact, we've got so many of them here, they don't all get along with each other, and that's okay, because there are enough people to where you don't actually have to spend time with the ones you don't like. There are enough of them to where you can pick the ones you like the best and spend time with them. Or, you know, like Free Market Penguin was talking about earlier, go out and meet some other people and bring them on board, because it turns out a lot of the people who are native in New Hampshire also have a good sort of native-born appreciation for freedom. So, again, check out 101reasonsfilm.com as we continue here. Sex robots on Twitter. Story coming from dailystar.co.uk. Jimmy Mahil uploaded a sex robot to Tinder as part of an experiment for a documentary about cyborgs entitled I Want My Sex Machine. The film, apparently that's the website, by the way, iwantmysexmachine.com. I have not looked at that. The film focuses on robot brothels, but is also an ethical investigation into sex bots and the dating industry. The 39-year-old from New York wanted to see how many people would be willing to sleep with a sex robot. He gained permission from Matt McMullen, the creator of the world's first commercially available doll called Harmony, and shared photos of the robot on the dating platform Tinder. We'll tell you what the results were of, you know, how many people were swiping right on a sex robot And what did they say to the sex robot when they matched with her? Because coming up here in moments. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign a petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. What happened when a sex robot was put up on Tinder? We will share that with you coming up here in moments. This it was apparently an experiment. It's part of a documentary that's being made about sex robots. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. Plus, I want to make sure you know about the Tom Woods Show. He's got a podcast. Tom Woods got a lot of attention in the libertarian community during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom's been putting out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every weekday, which means he's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. He's interviewed folks like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, including topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for The Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. Once again, that's tomwoods.com. As we continue here, you've got Ian.
Got Vincent.
And Johnson.
So Tinder, very popular dating app. Dating site, and apparently Jimmy Mahil, who is making a documentary called I Want My Sex Machine, uploaded photos of a sex robot created by somebody who's made a bot called Harmony and shared those photos on the dating platform. In an exclusive interview with Daily Star Online, Jimmy revealed that a whopping 56% of people who were polled said they would have intercourse with a sex robot. He said, quote, I posted three photos of Harmony, including a description directly below that read, quote, Hi, I'm an anatomically correct, sexually capable robot with the most advanced AI available. I'm on Tinder to find out if guys are interested in me, unquote. At first glance, the sex robot looks like a real person, which Jimmy credits Matt and his team for their hard work in making them as lifelike as possible. And they actually do show one of the photos here from this sex robot's Tinder profile. It says she's 21. Her name is Harmony. And she does look kind of like your typical, you know, basic Tinder girl. Essentially, with, you know, plenty of makeup on.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys have spent much time on Tinder. Johnson, you've got a girlfriend at the moment, so
right.
I imagine you're not spending any time there. But were you on there previously?
I was, yeah.
So then you can kind of relate to this, that there's constantly pictures on Tinder of women who use filters on their face. Now, I don't know what the guys do because I don't look at the guys on Tinder. Maybe they do the same thing.
Right.
But, you know, where they'll have, like, the dog ears or the dog nose, so they have, like, the animal filter face. And then there's the other face filters that kind of stretch or squeeze the face features in certain ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, you already have a platform here where the people on this platform do not look real. So
yeah.
If you're on Tinder and all of a sudden you see this picture of this robot, she actually looks, I mean, you know, the lighting and all that.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture here, but I mean, I can tell you I'd be swiping left on a robot.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I'm just making the comment that I think she fits in on Tinder. I think that, you know, at a glance.
Yeah, sure, why not?
If people are just looking, you know, like, how quick do you go through these things?
Yeah, that's true.
You're going through pretty fast. I'm betting she's getting a lot of swipe rights just because guys are swiping right, not knowing, not reading the actual profile. And then
the real question is how many super likes
is she getting? Now, the super like is where you swipe upward, and then that person gets a special
and
notice.
And
right?
Is it presumptive to assume this sex robot's gender just because
good
she
point.
Presents as female, or they present as female?
They. So, anyway, what they're saying here is apparently the profile, when he's using the profile, she'll just swipe right on everybody. Which means that anybody that swipes right on her gets an instant match.
That's a great right? piece of art. There was an art project that was done many years ago when Tinder was first becoming a big thing
mm-hmm.
that was like an actuator that would spin that had clamped to it a piece of, like a steak, a piece of beef. And it was placed over a phone so that it would rotate, and the beef would flop down on the phone, creating the electrical connection, and swipe right. So it was just an art piece where it's just a piece of meat swiping right over and over.
And did it have a respective profile of a piece of meat?
I think it did. I think it might have, yeah. But it was just a piece of meat, and it would just keep swiping right.
Now, I imagine somebody reports those things at some point.
Yeah, maybe.
But anyway, going on here, at first glance, the sex robot looks like a real person. And then it says here, in the second picture, Jimmy used an image of Harmony with her head open to reveal the computer brain. So anybody that looked closely at the profile would notice that this is actually a robot. But I bet you a bunch of dudes just swiped right on this, just the first picture, and then got a match, then found out that they'd matched with a robot. He says, I ran the experiment for 2 hours on a Friday night from 9 to 11 p.m. on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. He's explained to Daily Star. He said, I swiped right every guy that came up. In the 2 hours I ran the experiment, Harmony racked up 92 matches. Jimmy added that, quote, the real experiment, though, was when I replied to everyone that Harmony matched with one simple message. One question. Would you have sex with a robot? Yes, no, or maybe. When the film director asked the question, he received a range of responses, with one guy saying, you're disgusting. Another person said, F yes, you're the coolest individual I've ever matched here. While a third wrote, F yeah, get with the times. Out of the 57 people, 25 of them said they wouldn't, presumably 57 people responded, because again, more than that matched. 25 said they would not have sex with a robot, 17 answered yes, and 15 replied maybe. This means 56% of daters claimed they would consider having sex with a cyborg. Now, to be fair, it's 56% of them who swiped right. All right, so we don't know how many people swiped left. It's not exactly a scientific study, not intending to be, but it's, you know, it's interesting. He says, when I got permission to use Harmony from Matt in March, he said he hadn't put the doll on any dating site. So I think this is the first and still the only time a sex robot has appeared on a dating app, he said. Talking about the amount of attention the sex robot received on Tinder, Matt said, I was curious about how much response she would get. Before Jimmy conducted the experiment, he told the creator of the robot that he was hoping to see what sort of responses that the doll would receive. So that's the story, and I just thought it was kind of interesting because the whole topic of sex robots has come up here on Free Talk Live on a few different occasions. The Daily Star seems unusually obsessed with it. They're constantly writing stories about sex robots. Promoting these companies. And the most recent one was the Houston, there was a guy who wanted to open up a sex robot brothel
right.
in Houston, and apparently the city of Houston has actually prohibited sex with robots now, as far as in a brothel is concerned.
There is a show based out of the UK called The Humans that's a sci-fi about robots becoming servants, you know, so essentially, you know, human servants. It's almost like if you've ever seen the Animatrix, there's a series of videos where there's the transitionary period between, you know, human-like robots and the robot uprising that became the Matrix, if anyone's seen the Matrix movies where humans are enslaved by robots.
Right.
Well, this show, Humans, is sort of like would be one of those in-between faces, and there are some brothel robots in that show.
Do they become sentient? Is that
they do? The robots become sentient, and one of them is very displeased with her status in life.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Humans.
Really good show. Yeah,
there's more coming up here in moments. You can join us if you want to talk about sex robots. Would you do one?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is shaking his head over the apparent murder of Saudi critic and Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi.
Somebody really messed up, and they had the worst cover-up ever. And where it should have stopped is at the deal standpoint, when they thought about it. Because whoever thought of that idea, I think is in big trouble.
And should the Saudis face any consequences?
In terms of what we ultimately do, I'm going to leave it very much in conjunction with me up to Congress. And that means Congress, both Republicans and Democrats.
Southern California is bracing for a possible flux of Central American migrants as thousands of people make their way through Mexico. There's concern this caravan may overwhelm the already stressed-out court system at the U.S. border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also join us on our Discord server. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. There are chat rooms specially designed to allow you to call the show and sound really good, like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Vincent.
And Johnson.
AnyPay.global is where you can go to get started accepting cryptocurrency at your point of sale if you're doing real-life business, in an actual brick-and-mortar location. AnyPay makes it super easy to accept things like Bitcoin and Dash and Zcash, and now I believe also Zen. If you want to accept Zen, you can do that now thanks to AnyPay.global. Get started over there. Just create your username and your password, and then you're in the system. There's no approval process. There's no government paperwork. There's no bureaucracy or anything like that. You just create the account, and you're in, and then you set up your destination wallet addresses on the settings page, and that's it. Then you load the app up on the point-of-sale device, and you are done. You're accepting cryptocurrency. That easy. AnyPay.global, and it's free for merchants to use it. So really, there's no reason not to do it. Once again, that's AnyPay.global. As we continue here, we're talking about the sex robot that was put up on Tinder. Interesting study. I mean, not really a study, but an interesting look into people's willingness at this point in the game to have sex with a robot. A fairly large percentage of the people who had swiped right on this robot, which, again, I presume many of those people swiping right on Tinder didn't notice it was a robot at first. Now, I'm not saying that because it doesn't look fake. It doesn't look real. But then again, a bunch of the people on Tinder don't look real when you're looking at these photos.
Yeah.
So it kind of, I think it blends in. You're welcome to share your thoughts if you want here. Let's go to somebody who knows a thing or two about robot sex. It's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I'm a little bit off the subject. Thing is that, you know, the new daytime shelter, one of them is a domestic violence shelter, the daytime shelter, and it's at a secret location. So they actually built two. One of them is, like, I know where it is. But there is these men that they take camp and they set out on the sidewalk of their girlfriend out of the street. And they wait there day and night looking for their girlfriend that they beat up. So a lot of these domestic violence shelters are in secret location, I was told.
Because
the men that want to beat them up and kill them, they follow them out onto the street. So,
wow.
I mean, isn't that pathetic? I mean, so what are these daytime shelters? I don't even know where it is.
Now, is there also a shelter for men who have been victims of domestic violence?
I don't know of any of them, but do women follow them around with a gun threatening their life and camping out?
Oh, yeah,
on the
absolutely.
Sidewalk?
Yeah, I know you've been out of the dating world basically your entire life. So you don't really know, but it's actually the case that women are more likely than men, from what I understand, to actually commit domestic violence. Did you know that?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but then again, why is it that this one is for women only daytime shelter?
The reason is partially because men are not willing to come forward with the allegations in a lot of cases, because there's a certain societal pressure against men sort of being known as having been a victim of domestic violence. It's kind of embarrassing, right? Like, your girlfriend's beating on you. A lot of them don't report that. I'm sure many of them don't report it for fear of what their peers will think, or for fear that maybe again they'll be beaten even further by their girlfriend. It definitely does happen. I'm not saying that to reduce or dismiss violence that happens against women. I'm not saying that at all. I abhor all aggressive mm-hmm. violence, but I'm just pointing out that it seems a little strange that, you know, the men who are also victims of this are almost completely ignored in any discussion about domestic violence. I mean, you probably didn't even know that happened, did you, Sarah?
Well, the thing about it, well, how come they don't build, like, domestic violence shelters for men to protect them against women that are camping out on the sidewalk and waiting for them to go in and out of these shelters? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
These people that lose a tail skill? You know, like,
good skill to have.
How to lose a tail.
But then again, if you stay in the same town, there's a chance that the person's going to see you again at some point. So, you know, best to get the hell out of that particular place.
I mean,
why would you want to hide in the same town?
I had a girlfriend who, you know, worked for a domestic abuse shelter. Mm-hmm. So she volunteered and did a bunch of work for a domestic abuse shelter. And
in Florida?
And then ended up later, actually working for 911 emergency response. Hmm. And she, you know, actually, she was doing both at the same time for a while. And she said she lost so much compassion that she had for women as
really?
A feminist. She was also considered herself a feminist.
She was like a rabid feminist,
yeah.
if I recall.
She considered herself a feminist. I mean, I don't know where she's at now, because, you know, what was a rabid feminist during those times is nothing compared to what's going on these days. But she had lost a bunch of her compassion for women, because she's like, these women, they just keep going back. They're mm-hmm. just, you know, and she kind of, like, you know, said some things that were, like, you know, very, could be considered chauvinistic. She's like, they're just worthless. I mean, she's like, they just keep going back. They don't do what they would need to do. They're given all the help to get out of the situation. They're offered every opportunity. They're offered money. They're offered shelter. They're offered, you know, every opportunity. And they just keep screwing it up. And they just keep going back. And they bring it on themselves. You know, you say, you know, like, they don't ask for it, but they ask for it.
They keep going back.
Well, you know,
that,
I did bring up the oxycodone. Remember that these women are chemically attached.
You're saying they're going back for drugs?
She's not saying oxycodone. She's oxytocin is the love hormone.
That's what That's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, not OxyContin or oxycodone. That's very different. Oxytocin is the love hormone that's produced in women, you know,
when they cuddle like babies. Right?
The cuddling. No, not really. It's not as much in men.
Really?
Yeah. Men don't
produce as much. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly why I talked about oxytocin, is that women are chemically bonded, and they try to stay away, but they're chemically, and then they go back 30 times. You know, until they get really get put in the hospital or get killed. I don't know, but you know, that's the problem that I brought up with this.
So what you're saying is maybe this is part of the reason why there are women's shelters and not male shelters, beyond the fact that men aren't reporting as often. Maybe they don't have this oxytocin connection as strong, and so they're maybe more able to just kind of disconnect, be like, wow, she's crazy, I'm done.
Maybe. Yeah.
Sarah, thanks for the call. Oh, yeah. Sarah, any thoughts on a sex robot? Would you swipe right on a sex robot? would you date a sex robot? Would you have sex with a sex robot?
Well, you know what? With the prostitutes, when they go on strike, they're going to stop working to protest these robots because they're going to lose their jobs.
Wait, are you concerned about that happening or do you want that to happen? I'm not sure. I can't.
I'm just making an analogy that it's ridiculous what the bus drivers and the truck drivers are doing. You know, they're going to stop working to protest these robots coming and taking their jobs. Well, what are the hookers doing? Well, they're going to stop servicing men? We're going to quit, you know, just to show that we're going to stop these robots, you know? That's the point that I'm making.
So you're saying you think there will be a sex worker protest against sex robots?
Do you think they'll demand a fair 15?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just comical that people are fighting new way of being a new technology that's going to be here. You know, how silly is that? You know, like the
yeah. I wonder what prostitutes have to say about sex robots. That is a story I have not yet seen. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. The toll free number here I noticed she dodged my question. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to weigh in on sex robots or whatever happens to be on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Halloween, the number one movie at the box office this weekend. Are we going to see another resurgence in reboots of classic series? I've heard already they're looking at Friday the 13th again. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. We have time for you if you jump in now, 855-450-3733. You know, before this advent of cryptocurrency, we were big fans of alternative currencies here on Free Talk Live. We're not new to alternative currencies as of Bitcoin. We love cryptocurrencies, and we talk a lot about them here. But before that, there was the Liberty Dollar, and that started in the late 1990s. It became quickly America's top alternative currency, an alternative to the government money system. And unfortunately, the government realized that at some point, and they raided their offices and confiscated a lot of gold and silver from the Liberty Dollar, which was an actual silver-backed. They had warehouse receipts, and they actually had pieces of silver. They went after Bernard von Nothaus, who thankfully did not actually have to spend any time in a prison cell for the dastardly crime of making an alternative currency.
So since those currencies were so dangerous, did the government smelt it, or did they keep it?
They actually ended up giving him back. They kept a few of them, from what I understand, as so-called contraband, but most of them were actually returned to their rightful owners, amazingly. It took years for the court process to work out, and now Bernard von Nothaus's son, Extra, is carrying this torch forward. He's come out with a cryptocurrency, a crypto token called Liberty Dollar 2. And like the original Liberty Dollar, it's actually backed by a gorgeous, one token is backed by a gorgeous 0.999 fine silver round, just like the original Liberty Dollar was famous for. But it's a cryptocurrency token, and so you can actually trade these easily online. If you want to, you can exchange them for the silver that backs them. From their, you know, they're held in an actual vault. It's audited by a third party. And I've read the white paper over at ld2coin.io because I always, you know, like to really get into a crypto before we start talking about it and accept them as an advertiser. And when, you know, when we found out that Liberty Dollar 2 existed, I got pretty excited about it because I was into the Liberty Dollar back in the day, and they're very, very beautiful pieces of silver. Anyway, you can get into this by going to ld2coin.io. They're having a pre-sale right now, the LD20 token. There's only 10,000 of these things available. The later on release of the actual LD2, the non-limited one, is, well, not going to be limited. This one is. And they only have about 4,000 of them left. So about 6,000 of them have been snatched up. 10 of them are on reserve for one lucky winner. So these things are retailing for $35 per token in the presale. So 10 of them, that's a $350 value. And, of course, if you're the winner, you decide what to do. Do you want to hold on to these? Do you want to trade them? You know, see what happens to the price in the future? Or do you want to, you know, exchange them for the actual silver that backs them? But the idea being that, you know, unlike most cryptocurrencies, which are sort of just sort of backed by the fact that there's a crypto network and all that, these are actually backed by silver. So if you want to win 10 LD20 tokens, then what you have to do to enter the contest is email contest@freetalklive.com, put LD2 in the subject line, and include a number between 1 and 1,000. So there's going to be a number that's chosen. If your number that you've picked is closest to that number, you're going to win 10 Liberty Dollar 2 tokens. So once again, to enter the contest, email contest@freetalklive.com. You got till November 5th to do this. contest@freetalklive.com. Put the letters LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. If you win, the folks over at Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up your wallet to receive your prize. And if there's a tie, they're going to split it. So ld2coin.io to learn more about that. And again, email contest@freetalklive.com with LD2 in the subject line and a number between 1 and 1,000. As we continue here, Vincent, last week, it wasn't quite a week ago, but almost, we went to the local Keene Cinemas. And we went with Chris Wade, who's our Friday night co-host, your boss, actually, over at thinkpenguin.com, Johnson. You didn't come out, Johnson. You couldn't drag the girlfriend to...
No, not that night. There's actually Chris is one of my bosses. I have multiple jobs, and right. Friday night is one of the nights that I
have. No, it was Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
We went Thursday night.
Oh, you did go on a Thursday
night.
Yeah,
because that's my night off from Free Talk Live, so that's the night I was going to go. It's for whatever reason, they've been doing first night movies on Thursday nights in Keene Cinemas. So, yeah, it was a 7 o'clock show. I wanted to go and see because I've been to some opening night movies. We saw The Predator, for instance, opening night, the first showing of that, and it was dismal turnout. There was hardly anybody there for that. I mean, we're in a small town, right? Keene is a town of 23,000 people, and that's when the college is in season. And I don't expect to see a whole lot. I've been to opening night shows, and I've seen no more than a handful of people in many of these shows. I was surprised when I walked into this theater, and I would say it was about half full. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, like there was people in every row.
Yeah. It was, and I've never seen Keene Cinemas a half full theater.
Right.
In the decade plus that I've been going to movies in Keene, New Hampshire, I've never seen that many people. The only time I've seen that many people at Keene Cinemas from the outside. It was the night Star Wars 7 came out, and I did actually see a line outside the theater. So I
wonder if this theater was a better theater, if it would attract more people or not, or if that's the reason why there isn't a better theater.
Well,
a bigger, you know, kind of. More massive.
It's better now than it was a decade ago.
It is.
They've got digital projection.
But it's still a very small town theater, you know?
Sure, it's a sick cinema.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
Yeah.
You could hear other movies. Even at that Halloween, you could hear the movie. Well, we were sitting next to another theater, but yeah.
And it's still a pretty small screen. I mean,
it is.
You know, if you were a very wealthy person, you might have a screen like that in your house.
If you're very wealthy, yeah, that's true. But, I mean, considering where the theater came from, it's way better now than it was. They really did clean it up, and they've done a real good job with it. But regardless of that, I was impressed with how many people actually came out to see this, and I thought to myself, if this many people are coming out to see Halloween, essentially a retread, remake, sequel, kind of, it's sort of all in one, that if they're coming out to see this in Keene at this numbers, it's going to do well. And it turns out it did. According to Slate, Halloween director David Gordon Green's entry in the long-running horror franchise has stabbed its way to the top of the weekend box office, piling in an estimated weekend take of $77.5 million, according to Variety. And if you think about it, we're out of the summertime. This is not a summer movie. This is a fall release. You don't expect big numbers, generally, out of summer blockbuster season. And, I mean, it almost hit blockbuster status in its first weekend for a horror movie. generally these movies, you know, horror films aren't known for doing particularly well. In fact, it gives Jamie Lee Curtis, gives the Jamie Lee Curtis starring slasher film the best opening weekend for any film in the series, easily besting the previous record holder, which is Rob Zombie's Halloween, which earned just 26.3 million in its opening weekend back in 2007. Now, they did the smart thing in this article, and they adjusted for inflation. Right, because when you're comparing movie box office numbers, it's not fair to older movies to compare the actual numbers. Mm-hmm. Right, you have to adjust for inflation to actually get an idea of what it really was. But adjusting Rob Zombie's Halloween for inflation is only $32 million. So $32 million adjusted inflation compared to 77.5. This thing blew Rob Zombie's version out of the water. And in fact, the new film has already grossed more in raw dollars than any of the other 10 Halloween films ever did, and is in fourth place for the franchise after one weekend after calculating for inflation. The highest inflation-adjusted grossing Halloween film does remain the 1978 original, which has raked in $183.6 million in 2018 dollars. But even if the 2018 Halloween never surpasses that, and it will, the inflation-adjusted $83.9 million earned by 1981's Halloween 2, and then similarly $107 million for Halloween H2O are within easy reach. In fact, Halloween's smash debut did well compared to other non-Halloween films, at least in certain categories. It's the second highest debut for an R-rated horror film, coming in behind It, which is the movie that came out last year.
I just saw It recently, actually.
How was it?
First time. Good.
Yeah, did you see the original TV series as well back in the 90s?
I did not. No.
I did see that one. That was good.
Did you see that and the new version?
Yep. I preferred the 90s one.
And it makes it the highest debut for an R-rated horror film with a female lead. Now, I don't know if those are inflation-adjusted numbers, but either way, like, I was pretty shocked by this, seeing that many people come out for it, which was, it was fun, by the way, because the theater actually had some guy in a Michael Myers costume, and he was hulking, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they actually hired somebody who was good for this role, and he would, like, walk down the aisle. And first of all, he was out sort of in the theater, and he had this big knife with him, and he walked down the aisle in the theater and, like, just stood there ominously, kind of standing at the front of the theater.
Right.
And then he kind of leaned over and menaced this teenage, either a boy or a girl, I couldn't tell, but the person who was being menaced was, like, shrieking and, you know, backing down and kind of hiding in the rows. And I was just thinking, you know, this is New Hampshire, man. This kind of stuff. I mean, can you imagine with all the theater shootings and stuff that's gone on? Like,
yeah.
I don't think this would have flown in some other places to have some guy like menacing the audience. But anyway, they go on to talk about some of the successes, the numbers behind Halloween. If you haven't seen it, if you like a good slasher film, this is a good slasher film. It hits all the right notes. It does everything a slasher film should do. If you're tired of sort of the slasher film genre, you're going to hate it. But if you're looking for a few good jump scares and you know, good kind of date slasher film movie, this is a good one. Check it out. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.